end remote learning and let all students into classrooms comes from every direction.
We want to reopen the schools.
That's President Trump.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
But it's not that easy. In Indiana, authority to reopen or close buildings now lies with each separate local school board and health department. And there have not been state guidelines. That does change this week as Governor Eric Holcomb releases more recommendations. But those guidelines are not binding. And the hundreds of local agencies independently making decisions about in-person versus virtual school has caused confusion and frustration. Like last month in Elkhart County, the local health department recommended all schools in the county open remotely.
We want school!
A day later, the department reversed its stance. The reason it gave? Its COVID-19 data wasn't current.
One of the major factors that has to be taken into consideration before school opens is what the rate of COVID-19 infection is in the community.
That's Dr. Tina Tan at Northwestern University School of Medicine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have issued guidelines saying schools should consult with local health departments. It did not define when transmission of the virus should raise concern for in-person school. But recently, the head of the agency said schools should consider not reopening if the positive virus test rate in the community is above 5%.
Anything above that is really considered to have significant amount of COVID in the community.
Washington Township Schools in Indianapolis was one of the first districts to offer virtual-only classes. Other districts followed. And last week, the school board spent 2 hours debating the 5% recommendation to determine what their own test rate should be to trigger when students can come back.
Virtual world we make do. The consent agenda for
the live stream meeting was a rare look at elected officials grappling with the many considerations, from safety and academics to the public pressure to open or stay virtual. Superintendent Nikki Woodson says there's concern some students are falling behind or not showing up at all in the remote curriculum.
We know this is not an easy decision, and there is no perfect science to making this decision. But we appreciate
Woodson recommended to start reopening schools in phases when the average positivity rate reaches 5% in Marion County for 2 weeks. Last month, the average ranged from 8% to 5.2%. But board member Tony Dizwana wants the rate to be higher so schools can open sooner.
I am concerned about the 5% number, that it's too conservative given the concerns I have about those students who really struggle with a virtual only environment.
Board member John Fensel agreed.
Think about the social and emotional needs of many students at all levels, but those that have been at home since March, I think there's a need to get back into school.
Donald Kite, another board member, was in favor of the lower infection rate.
I'd rather do that. I'd rather somebody call me the nervous Nelly than to be cavalier when it comes to health. Obviously, I want our kids.
In the end, the board narrowly approved a gradual reopening plan that begins when the infection rate is an average 5%. Looking to the fall and beyond, health experts like Johns Hopkins University's Sarah Johnson says there are other metrics school districts should keep tabs on, like how many students are sent home for COVID symptoms or are absent.
I think that every school and district is going to have to come up with a set of metrics that they monitor really carefully and get their arms around how to do that in an effective, ongoing way. Because again, this is something we're going to be monitoring for a while.
For WFYI, I'm Eric Weddle.